Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Mariota, rainbow, end zone, caught, touchdown, Corey Davis, fantastic grab.
Yeah, we'll move forward. Worry about next week.
Did not see that coming. Marcus Mariota to Corey Davis to put the Titans up 14-3. They take care of business against the Patriots. Kept them at arm's length the entire game, and then you heard a dejected Bill Belichick afterwards. Fall weather finally upon us, and what better way to get ready for the colder temperatures? And with a limited edition hoodie from the brand new Fan Store, visit 937thefan.com/store now to get your exclusive merchandise today. The Patriots, 7-3. They're off this week. The Steelers with a chance to move ahead of them in the standings with a win at Jacksonville. It puts them right there. An opportunity now next month to beat the Patriots head-to-head in Pittsburgh and wrestle home field advantage away from a team that perpetually has it every year. It seems like the AFC title always goes through Foxborough, Gillette Stadium. They always take advantage of the also-rans and the mediocrity of the AFC East with the Jets, Dolphins, and Bills. And with that loss, a definitive loss, one of the worst losses Bill Belichick has suffered since Tom Brady was named the quarterback there. Since 2001, it was the third worst loss suffered by the Patriots. The last time they suffered a loss that bad, 2014, that was the classic we're on to Cincinnati game when the Chiefs beat New England on Monday Night Football 41-14, a 27-point win.
What happened that year for the Patriots? How did their season end?
In glory.
Super
Bowl? With the confetti coming down, yeah. That was when Kraft ripped the trophy away from Goodell and they rubbed it in his face for the Brady suspension.
I don't know if you happen to have this or not. The other worst beatings they've taken since Brady took over?
The worst is the loss to the Bills in the season opener of 2003.
What happened at the end of that season?
They won the Super Bowl.
Any other bad losses under Belichick that are of this ilk?
No, those are the top three. Yesterday, the Chiefs lost in 2014, and the Bills lost 31-0 in 2003.
Poof. And they are 3-for-3 in Super... Well,
they're 2-for-2.
2-for-2 in Super Bowls so far.
When they've lost by... 24 points or more. They got two Super Bowls.
Why did you say didn't see that coming? That's one of the only two games you did see coming when you picked it against the spread. You took Tennessee.
The line was 7.
The line was 7. And you and I both
you
got
saw
it right.
A butt kicking coming. You saw them going down there to Nashville. I knew the Titans would treat it like their Super Bowl with Vrabel and guys
like
Deion Lewis.
It felt like a perfect storm. It felt like
Malcolm
a perfect
Butler,
storm game. No, it felt like a
Logan
game that
Ryan,
they
all
I didn't
these
see
expats.
A butt, I didn't see a butt kicking. But I saw that as a game that Tennessee could legitimately win straight up.
All right, let me put you on the spot. Is this the year the Steelers get past the Patriots?
Hell no. Absolutely not.
Because, what makes you that emphatic today?
Because can the Steelers definitively get to Brady like Tennessee did over and over again? Why would
they
I
got to Cam Newton.
Okay. Brady tends to have a great game plan. Styles make fights, matchups. That's what this is all about. Steelers are a horrible matchup for the Patriots, or vice versa. The Patriots are a horrible matchup for the Steelers. Till I see it, why would I believe it? Oh, Kansas City beat the tar out of them a couple of years ago. Steelers beat Kansas City in the playoffs or whatever. Steelers
I
can
saw,
beat teams like this.
I saw two things happen on Sunday that I almost never believe my eyes. I have to pinch myself when I see it. Two
what
things.
Are they?
I saw Brady look old.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw the Patriots crumble without Rob Gronkowski. And if that back injury for Gronkowski is a real thing, if that's something that looms over the Patriots the rest of the year, How can you emphatically say, hell no, the Patriots, you know, are going to get past the Steelers? How can you say without Gronkowski that it's unequivocal, absolutely, without right now, home field advantage is very much up in the air?
I tell you how I can say it. They were going up against, in Tennessee, the league's best defense in points allowed, sixth best defense in yards, one of the league's best pass defenses, one of the league's better secondaries. They were going up against the old former student in Mike Vrabel. They have, overall, just a lot of talent. They have some linebackers that can actually run around down there. They have Jarrell Casey, who's a major disruptor.
You are focusing on one side of the ball. You are saying right now that the Steelers cannot duplicate or replicate what the Titans defense did against Tom Brady. Let's say that I agree with that, just for the sake of argument. How do you reconcile the way the Patriots defense looked in that game? They gave up 17 points in the first quarter. They gave up 24 points in the first half. It was one of the worst defensive showings by a Belichick defense, and it came against Marcus Mariota, Deion Lewis, and Corey Davis.
Well, Marcus Mariota is a number two overall pick pedigree. He's allowed to have good games. That was his third straight. You know, Henry is a beast of a running back. Lewis knows exactly how to go about trying to beat New England, seemed to have the formula down, beat the tar out of them physically, and they'll fold. And Corey Davis is, what, a fifth overall pick? You're acting like just because these guys have been various degrees of disappointing at times in their careers that this is some bunch of chumps. Need I remind you?
Are the Titans a playoff team?
They made it last year.
Are they?
Right now, the way they're going, I wouldn't bet against them.
So you'd pick them to win the AFC South?
They've
right now
got it all in front of them. The Colts and then the Texans, and they've already beaten the Texans once.
You're making it sound like you like the Titans more than the Steelers.
I won't believe that the Steelers can beat the Patriots until they do it.
So no amount of Patriots losing, no amount of seeing their offense struggle without Gronkowski, no amount of seeing Brady look flustered because of the pressure, no amount of their defense hemorrhaging against an average offense is going to make you feel any better about the Steelers' chances of taking them down?
The only amount of losing that would make me feel good is the amount of losing that takes them completely out of the playoffs. If they make the playoffs, even if they have to come here, even if they're a wild card team and the Steelers are waiting for them freshly rested for a Heinz Field game, I'm not betting on the Steelers, man.
Even if Gronkowski's out.
Correct. I saw, wasn't Gronkowski out in the AFC title game a couple years ago? Or am I hallucinating here?
The last time the Patriots won the Super Bowl, Gronkowski was out. So, yes, he was out for that game.
And what did they do?
They beat him.
Badly.
The Patriots blew him out.
And it wouldn't have been close. It wasn't close. I know Bell got hurt, but it wouldn't have probably been that close even if Bell had been healthy. Why would I believe that this is going to be any different, man?
So, as a Steelers fan, you would basically be ambivalent or unmoved. You wouldn't have any giddiness or excitement over watching the Patriots lose the way that they did yesterday because you think it's not applicable to the Steelers the rest
Correct.
Of the way.
It actually makes me more angry.
Craig, can you please tell me that?
It actually makes me more angry
that he's wrong?
To see a team that I believe is inferior to the Steelers put them out and, you know, take them to the woodshed. The only thing that they did that the Steelers could have a hope of doing is get a pass rush going consistently and collapse the pocket. That's the only way you beat Brady.
And the Steelers have done that the last few weeks.
I'm saying that's the only way you beat Brady, but also Brady tends to just throw passes against the Steelers that aren't off the mark. They tend to not make him very uncomfortable.
Craig, do you think this is the year?
As much as I hated this defense to start the year, I do think it's now the type that beats a Tom Brady offense. So, yes.
Well, we're talking, there's three
And I
of
realize
us,
I'm saying, yeah, Bud Dupree. I'm pinning my hopes on him.
There's three of us in this conversation right now. One of them can't win to save his life in DraftKings in our little weekly game.
The other one's
getting housed in picks by me, so I would take my word for it when it comes to this particular matchup.
Is this Chris flexing on us?
Yes, it is.
We
just talked about how Pitt fans always assume the worst when it comes to them playing a game of consequence. Until such time as otherwise is proven to me, I'll always assume the worst when it comes to the Steelers and the Patriots.
You don't think they look vulnerable whatsoever?
Not against the Steelers. Maybe against other teams. But
hold on, that counts.
The schedule man's here. Here's a bye week. Here's the freaking Jets who might not be able to beat Seneca Valley right now.
What does it matter? Because if both teams win out, all the Steelers need to do is when they get to this game in December is beat them.
You betting on them to do that, huh?
At home?
You'd bet on the Steelers in that game?
I feel better about the Steelers beating them in December at Heinz Field. The Patriots have been different on the road. All three of their losses have come away from Gillette Stadium.
I mean, look what happened last year when the Steelers had this chance. Like, acts of God conspired to take it away from them again. Lucy moved the football yet again.
Okay, who was the guy at the end of that game who conspired the strongest or had the biggest say in them losing the game besides El Riveron? Gronkowski.
Jesse James not catching the ball.
I know, Al, you're a closet Patriots fan. The situation with Gronkowski is a big deal.
I mean,
is a big deal.
Pony, I would argue
with... The man has one touchdown reception this year.
I would argue with you that the guy who had the biggest hand in them losing that game was Tom freaking Brady, who, by the way, if Jesse James's catch had still been ruled a touchdown, would have had what, like... How many seconds were left? I don't even remember. Like 50 seconds or 30 seconds, something in that neighborhood. I wouldn't have even bet against Tom Brady in that setting.
Because the Steelers were off, we got treated to a Patriots loss yesterday. It was on TV here. The Titans whipped them. Brady looked bad. Gronkowski didn't play. The Pats defense had no answers. And I think it makes me feel surprisingly optimistic. Like, this could be the year the Steelers get past the Patriots. Chris says no way.
Optimism's for suckers when it comes to Steelers-Patriots.
Where do you fall on this one?
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.